Nochim Umnaya. Shragi had it, so I... Okay. Okay, this is the last one from the three, because we had three parshas about Shabbos. Last one of Amir La'akum. Okay. We could come back again. Yeah, you could go a whole year, really. Yeah. A person just made a sefer every single week tying in the parsha to Shabbos. So, okay. Okay, so this week I'll try to say a few of the heterim that you find on when you're allowed to do a mirlak. Okay, we already did the two big sugis the other 2 weeks. Now a few heterim. The first one, okay. The first one is the Gemara. It's based on the Gemara in Erevin. This is the heter of Amir La'akum B'makom Mitzvah. What is the, what are the klalim for this? So it's based on a Gemara. The Gemara brings that a person is allowed to tell a goy to carry the knife for the milah and whatever else you need for the milah, even though you didn't make a sheet of mavoyis, even though you didn't, like, you know, every chatzer, that type of aver. So the Gemara asks Akasha, but don't we know that there's an Isser Durabbanon of Hazah, if somebody's Tamei, and we don't allow it even B'mokum Mitzvah, even B'mokum Karbin, even though the person needs a Karbin Pesach, we won't let him do Hazah. So you see that even a Shavuos, even a Durabbanon, is not allowed even B'mokum Mitzvah. So the Gemara says, Shaini Shavuos de Is Be'maise, Mishavuos de Les Be'maise. Okay, that's the whole line, and that is the line. That Gemara says there's a difference between a shvus which has a maise and a shvus which doesn't have a maise. There's a big machlek is what that means, how to touch those words, between the Bahag and the Rif. The Bahag says shvus de is be maise means a drabbanan that the Jew does with his hands, that the Jew does. Shvus de les be maise means when the goy, so the Jew didn't do it. We're more makel when a goy does the drabban, you know, when the drabban is done through the goy, which we allow for a mitzvah, whereas when the Jew himself does the aveir drabbanon, then we're more machmer, then we won't let him do it for a mitzvah. So according to the Bahag, he takes out of this Gemara that a b'mokum mitzvah, you can tell a goy. Yeah, very straightforward. Any time you have a mitzvah, yeah, like here, Mila, right? You can tell the guy, do anything. Anything you want, you can tell the guy to do.
So when we say mitzvah, open air conditioner, that's a mitzvah?
No, open air conditioner is not a mitzvah. Which mitzvah is open air conditioner?
No, what I mean is... Shabbos.
Oh, you mean like what?
I mean, I don't mean derisive.
What's called
the
mitzvah?
Called the mitzvah?
Yeah.
Okay, so Mitzvah Shem, I wrote down seven examples of mitzvahs, but first I want to say the rules and I'll get to what's called the mitzvah. But first, okay, this is the Bahak, which means you could tell a guy, I'll give the examples that the...
What's the word and what's the mean? Kan v'kan.
The case of Hazah, I'm not allowed to do the Rabban of Hazah for a mitzvah of Karban Pesach, because the Jew Yid is himself doing the right. That's Is Be Maisa. But I could tell a goy to do anything in the world because it's not a Jew, it's not doing any Maisa, so it's not such a big Rabban.
That's, I mean, that's not the Pasha shot in the words.
Shvus de Is Be Maisa and Shvus de Les Be Maisa? What would you say the words mean?
I would say that. Mice, as opposed to something that's passive.
Okay, so the Gemara is saying it's passive because the guy is doing. I'm not doing a mice. Or Shavuot the less be mice. The Jew is not doing the mice.
It's dibur.
Shavuot is the problem.
Dibur.
The melacha and the mice is the fact that it's a Jew.
When I'm Jewish, spritzing.
Jewish melacha.
Right, Jewish right. That's
Jewish
maisa. Because what the guy is for sure no. The guy can do what he wants, right? The guy he's a guy. So the Jew, he's got the aveir and he's getting aveir from no maisa. Okay, that's the Bahag's pshat. The Rambam and the Rif say a very interesting zach. Is be maisa is a code word which means iser deraisa, like kidamrina ba'alma sheshes yemei ha maisa. if the shvus, if the drabbanan is that the goy, even we don't care if it's a goy Jew, whatever, is something which is deraisa, then we can't allow it for a mitzvah. But here, I told the goy to carry in the mavui, so the whole thing is not really a malacha at all. It's not a malacha. That's what it means when it says less be maisa. It means it's nishkin maisa malacha. It's not a maisa malacha. It's not really a malacha. So over there, that's much more kal. Amira lenachri, the difference between the shavus of the hazah and the shavus of the telling the guy to carry the mavui is because it's shavus the shavus in our language today. It's shavus the shavus. Like here, I wrote down the words of the Rambam so you could hear it in his language. Davar she'enoi malacha. If it's something which isn't a malacha, ve'ein aser la'asoyse b'shabbos al mishum shavus, and the whole Easter in the first place only shavus, muter li'israel l'amar l'goy la'asoyse b'shabbos. That's what you're allowed to tell the guy to do.
But even not the makam mitzvah?
No. Ve'hu she'yeh b'makam mitzvah. Yeah. If it's a mitzvah. So in other words, according to him, the chilek was not between if the Jew did it or the guy did it. The difference was if it was the rice or the rabbanan. In other words, since the whole thing I told him to do is the rabbanan, okay, that's why it's
in the Rambam. In other words, so shvus is all in with the makam mitzvah.
That's right. Sure. So that's the first thing you have to know. Right, hazoah is the rabbanan, but there it's not a shvus dishvus. Right. In other words, the Gemara is saying if it's really small, right. It's only when there's two drabbanans, right? Drabbanan and drabbanan. Okay. So now that's machlekes number one. Now there's a second machlekes. This whole piece of Gemara gave a mitzvah of mila. The story was a bris mila. Does it make any difference? Is it only by bris mila, or is it all over? You can use any mitzvah. It just happens to be an example. The Gemara says bris mila, but it could have been any mitzvah too. So that's vayter machlekes. That's vayter machlekes. And it's the machlekes is in the Bahag, and the machlekes is in the Rambam. In the Bahag, you have a machlekes. The Iter says that the Bahag is by any mitzvah. And Tosis and the Rashba say, no, the Bahag is only by bris mila. The same thing is by the Rambam.
Because it has to be dafka that day? Was any mitzvah?
I'm not talking about a different day. Even on that day, because bris mila is especially chosh of a mitzvah.
So why was the Bahag called by shus to shus?
So, the Bahag never heard of that concept. And this is the Gemara. Either you learn it like the Bahag, or
so
you learn it.
More cool.
Yeah, but there's no Gemara. I mean, it will be kosher. Kosher, sure. But in earth, there's no special. In other words, if you go with.
Even if you hold that by. That means only by Mila, could be shus to shus by a lesser mitzvah, could also be mutter.
Well, but he wouldn't have any Gemara to back it from. I mean, he would. This is the Gemara.
Yeah, Gemara takes this extreme case, so that means anything less.
I don't think they do that. Like, in other words, if you go with the Bahag, and the same thing if you go with Tosfos, I mean, the Rambam and the Rif, it's the same thing again. There's a Machlekes Rishayim. The Rambam says, Beferish, all mitzvahs. And the Ramban and the Rashba and Shabbos say, no, only bris mila. Okay, so before this is the Hakdama, this is where all comes from. This is the whole thing. There's the Bahag that says that anything, you can tell a guy to do anything for a mitzvah. I don't care about shvus, dishvus, anything. You can tell the guy, Amil and Achri is mutter b'maka mitzvah. And according to Rambam, it's only shvus, dishvus. And then there's a second machlokes when the Gemara said mila, is it only mila or all mitzvahs? Okay, now let's go lahalacha. So the halacha, the Ramah brings the iter. The Ramah brings the iter in Simen Resh Ayin Vav. The case was that the Jew had no light; it was totally dark, and it's called a mitzvah to have light by Suda Shabbos. The Ramish Buri says we're talking about necessarily before he's eating, not benching. There's no mitzvah to have light anymore, but during the suda, there's a mitzvah to have light. So the Ramah says, based on the iter, it's a mitzvah. So he says there's a minig that people had that if they had no light, they would tell the goy, turn on the light. Straight out. Sivui gomer, which is the iter.
Because what difference if it's derisa, if he holds
Right, it doesn't matter. Even if it's a total derisa, according to the sheet of the iter, you can tell a goy to do anything in the world, midiraisa, as long as it's a mitzvah. As long as it's a mitzvah, you can tell him anything. The Rama finishes up on that.
It's a game this
week. That, what's the lashon? V'nagu kain bibris mila oy b'chasena. And people used to do that commonly in his days of the Rama. They had brises, chasna sudas, and for I don't know why it was harder there. They ended up with no light. It was more common in the, I guess, in the home.
The candle
ladies are lighting them. Anyways, there's the candles, but I guess by these brises or chasnas, I don't know. They was somewhere else, and there was no light. And they used to go tell the guy, turn on the light. The ein moiche, zokta mishabro. The ein moiche, because mutav yushoygin. It's better not to say anything. The yesh lahachmer b'makom she'ein tzorech gadol. This is the Rama all talking. I'm quoting the Rama. You should be machmer if there's not a tzorech gadol. Daha roiv paiskim cholkim al svarazu. Because roiv paiskim al cholik on it. Why? Because 3/4 of the paiskim. Because anyone who goes with the Rif in the Rambam holds its own shvus to shvus. And also in the Bahag, there's a split up.
The Mila.
Right. If it's only mila, so therefore don't do it. And the Mishnah Bura writes the Hashalah Hechmer Afl Tzorech Gadol. Okay, the Shalah said even if it is a Tzorech Gadol, don't rely on that sheet. Now that's by so that's
tell the guy to do it with the Shinui.
Oh, so the Shinui that's coming. That section called Shinui. All right, should I do it now? I don't know. I'm trying to stay in order.
Okay.
So you have a shul in the house or the and the air conditioning needs to be put up.
Yeah.
Can you ask, is that a tzorech d'rabim?
1 second. We're talking about mitzvah now. Mitzvah.
Mitzvah. People come to you. Yeah.
Well, if you can't daven there at all, then it would be a mitzvah.
Yeah,
but just.
Well, you can. But
if you can't, it'll be hot. Yeah, I don't think that's a mitzvah. No. You can have other etterim, which we talked about last time. We said that the etzah is that you can, if the air conditioning is a little on, that like we talked about this last week, then you can tell the guy
if it's still it's, on
it's still too hot, and don't say beferish, you just say it's still hot, and then birmiza, then you have a total different heter of birmiza, and then you can do it that way.
Birmiza, I thought works without a robin. Here we have the robin.
1 second. You made up a thing called Tzorech d'Rabim. There's no such thing called Tzorech d'Rabim. There's a thing, Mitzvah d'Rabim. Mitzvah d'Rabim. There's such a thing. There's no, what's the mitzvah? They're davening.
For them to daven.
They're davening anyways. There's a mitzvah called davening.
That's not called
there's
davening
no,
when it's on.
Okay, if you're holding
a piece. You're saying there'll be a better
daven. They'll daven better.
They'll daven better.
Okay,
right?
This already, you need a rabbi to say that. I'm not the physician to say it. Yeah. Okay, anyways. But you can do Irmiza. There's no problem. As long as the air conditioning is a little on. It has to be a little on, like we went through that last week. Then to add, you're allowed to do bir mitzvah. But if you want to have, okay, this is talking about a mitzvah, okay. Now, how about if it is mila? Mila, you already have more heter. So there, Taka, the Mishnah Berurah writes, even though the Shulchan Aruch there in Simen Shinalaf said, don't tell a goy to do a deraisa, but Zok the Mishnah Berurah yesh lahakel by mila. And we know why. Because mila, you have more shittas already. So if you are stuck by a bris, and you need a deraisa, whatever it is, you don't have a mila knife, right? You can go tell a guy, bring the knife.
Even
though it's a deraisa, she's a rabbin.
Same with the baby.
Mila, not necessarily the sudas of
No. The mitzvah mila, right? Like the Gemara in Erevin. The mitzvah, right. You need a light for to see
the
tamal, right? Or so, any whatever, deraisa.
But don't we say if there's no hot water, you can't do the bris? Why can't you just do a mirakam then?
Well, because there, you're talking about...
After,
I'm trying to figure out if after... All right, I don't know. I have to cheshbon. I don't know for sure how it works. But that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. You can tell a guy. It could be it's after. Maybe that's the reason.
What's the shame?
If there's no hot water,
you there's a case in the Gemara. If you have no hot water, and then if you're going to do the bris, the kid's going to need hot water, and then he won't have what.
Force yourself into the situation.
Yeah. Okay. I don't have it straight. They I can't see.
Get a guy.
But anyways, what I'm saying is, Kalori Mishnah Berurah, that when it comes to Mila, we rely on the Bahad. You can tell the guy to do a derais. Okay. Now, is there any case where we do rely on the Iter? In other words, we just went through Mila is yes, we rely by Mila itself. How about other mitzvahs? So there is two levels. There's one case which is in the Mishnah Berurah b'shem Chai Adam and later on in the name of other svarim. If there's an issue of Michshol Arabim, then you are allowed to rely on the Iter all the way and tell the guy to do the rice. So what's the case of like Michshol Arabim? The Eruv broke.
Fixing an Eruv.
Right, fixing an Eruv. Because it's a Michshol Arabim, so since they're going to do Mamash and Isser, Memela, we Soymich, since it's such a case, we rely on the Iter. That is the most clearest case.
Even though it's only
Pashtus a Michshol Rabbanan, right? There's many reasons why, because the people think there's a Zasek and other things. Right, you see, even that level Michshol is enough to rely on the Iter. Now, the big question is, how about mitzvah derabim? Okay? This is the big question. Not michshol derabim, mitzvah derabim. What is the case of the mitzvah derabim? In those days, by Ne'ilah time, it was pitched black. And they can't daven. The tzibur doesn't know how to say Ne'ilah. Can you tell the goy, turn on the light? Okay? So now over here, you're talking about, you want to use the iter, letzorich mitzvah derabim. So, the Shari Tshuva brings down from the Neida Behuda that the minig used to be that the shuls would tell the guy to do it. So the Neida Behuda writes on that Hanach Lohem Mutav Shiushoiging Valu Mezidin. But Zok the Neida Behuda, if they already did the private Shmonesrei and now they can't see the Piyutim. And they want to tell the guy for that, then you have to be mavatal the minhag. Okay? That's what the Neida Behuda was machalik. For piyutim, his mamish, no way. For shmoina esrei private, hanach.
So it's not chazaras hashatz?
He doesn't bring that. I was wondering, he didn't give that as one of the possibilities. Maybe it used to be that they had a longer one by the chazan. Maybe he was able to, or maybe he knew it. I don't know. He doesn't give that as one of the three ways. He just gives that one. Either the Tzibur needs it to see for Tzvil Slachash or Piyutin. Okay. So now, look in the Mishnah Berurah there. And the Mishnah Berurah only quotes the second half of the Neida Behuda.
Isn't
he says,
the Kedusha,
the Mekdash, and the Sotpana Yisrael part of it? So wouldn't that be a mitzvah? Sure, it is a mitzvah. But the thing is that you're telling the guy to do the rice, right? And really, we don't like being Seimach on the Iter. We don't like telling a guy to do the rice of turning on a light or a candle, right? So the issue is, what are we going to do here? It's a whole Tzibur, a whole Rabim. Are we going to just be, it's such a Dechak that, you know, we'll do it. So the Neida Behuda doesn't seem to be happy with that. He says, leave him alone if it's for the private Shmoneh Esrei Ne'ilah. Better they should be showing them as Eden. Right? Now in the Mishnah Berurah, he skips that part out and he only writes, if you're up to the Piyutim, it's you have to mavatel such a minik. He only brings that half. So the big shaila is, nobody knows what's pshat, what the Mishnah Berurah skipped the first half out. Is the pshat, because the Mishnah Berurah holds, you could allow, he says the minig was, and you could allow to tell the guy for the private Shmoneh Esrei, so he didn't want to write that. Or is it because he's also doing the mutav hanach lehem, mutav yushay yivale mezidin. He didn't want to say it either. It's not clear what the Mishnah Berurah held.
What's the Ramah's lashon over there?
There's no Ramah there.
What?
This is in Hilchos Yom Kippur. There's no.
The
Ramah is in Reish Ayin Vav. I said before, the Ramah says that some people are noyig for private to be soymech on the Iter, that in their own house they tell a guy for any mitzvah. And he says, you shouldn't do this, Ela b'makom tzarech gadol, ki even derei paiskim chalki. That's the lashon of the Ramah. That's the Ramah. B'makom tzarech gadol, so this might be a tzarech gadol, right? So that's the issue. Should we, you know, do it or not? Now, there were definitely different gedolim and paiskim that were saimich on the iter b'makom rab. And here I just write down, Igris Moshe says, for the Rabbim needs it for Tefillah B'Tzibur or Kriyas HaTorah, you can rely on the Iter. In Chelek Gimel, Simen Mem Beis. I heard from Rabbi Mintz, Shlita here, you know, that he said that Rav Rudamin said that in all his Kehilas where he was in Europe, they all went with the Iter for the Rabbim, and that was how he paskined in Eretz Yisrael. That's what the Rabbi Mintz said.
So about 20 years ago, the lights went off in the Mechina B'Smedesh. They all came upstairs to Daven Mila.
Okay, because then I guess they managed. It was,
so Shiva wasn't alive anymore. Shiva allowed him to turn on the air conditioner.
Right.
Okay, so he has the air conditioner.
So the air conditioner is much bigger than
that's
than
even a bigger Kiddush. Because that's
right,
even
right, just, that's what I'm saying. It's a much bigger. That goes to Joey's question.
Oh, I hear that could be it's a Durabonin. I hear that's
maybe
true.
Maybe they turn off the lights so they should go up.
No.
Okay. They have. They say Rav Aaron Cutler said that you can rely on the iter if it's Sarah Rabim for Torah. In other words, if let's say the lights I guess went off in Yeshiva and they smedrish, he relied on the iter for that Sarah Rab.
So this doesn't sound like a Mutavi.
No, they
but,
all.
But that's the Russian that
the Night of Yehuda. He was not. Yes, you
so
see.
He wouldn't allow.
He wouldn't allow. No.
He only got it that they did it already. So
just leave them.
Leave them alone.
Right.
But everybody is saying Rav Rudamin and Rav Aaron hold that lights are the Raisa.
Lights, not this type of lights. The old type of lights. Rav Chaim Weizer said it was the right. So I mean, it's
basically a regular bulb.
Yeah.
How about
these are takav pashtus, not the
right.
Right. Right. So then you're way much sure. Sure. So then you have a big. Then it's a shavus de shavus.
That's easier to say.
Sure. Then it's shavus de shavus, and then it's fine. It's a mamaka mitzvah.
That's
for sure. Right. Even like the Rambam. Okay, so Bekitzer, I just went. Well, once it's mutter, then automatically it's mutter to be nen. Okay, so I just finished up the whole first sugya right now. We came out like this, that the most chamur case is telling a guy to do a deraisa, b'maka mitzvah, not mila. And over there, we really are machmer. Nobody, I never heard of any Rav that was Mekel like the Iter. Because even the Ramah wrote, only B'makom Tzarech Gadol, the Mishabur already, but B'makom Tzarech Rabim, there, since that's like a Tzarech Gadol, you have different Paiskim that were Mekel, B'makom Tzarech Gadol, to use the Iter. Okay? That's the first thing. Now, we'll go into examples of mitzvahs. Okay? So, there's one example, bringing matzah. If you need matzah, so you can tell a goy that's a mitzvah. Okay, if it says in the Prima Godim in Simin Shin Mem Vav that if a person needs a sitter or a chumish, that's called tzarech mitzvah, which is a little bit of a chiddush there. That even though, I mean, I don't know exactly, a sitter, he could probably look in with somebody or do something, but that's called the tzarech mitzvah. He can tell the guy, carry the sitter to shul, right? Of course, all these things we're talking about, it's by a shvus, by a drabbanim, because it's not a rabbim, it's just one person. And the ikur we paskin when it's only a yachid, for sure, like the rabbim, it has to be shvus to shvus. So let's say you need a sitter, you can tell the guy, bring the sitter. It says in Simen Shin Chaf Hei, if you need wine for kiddush, that's a mitzvah. The ikur hot food of the suda is Mishnah Berurah brings is called the mitzvah. In other words, the main because one hot food for each suda is like considered the ikur suda, and mimela it's pashat bread also. I saw in Rabbi Zilberstein, he's not sure about if having a lecha mishnah the second one is a good enough mitzvah. He wasn't sure because not mamish the ikur.
What again?
The second lechem. If you have one lechem,
yes,
and you want to tell a guy to bring the second one, He wasn't sure if that was enough of a mitzvah.
But hot food is?
Hot food says clearly mishabrui.
It's to carry the hot not to cook the
hot food. To carry, right, because it's Ramadan. Right. Right. Yeah.
So, what about lechem? Is it lechem mishkan?
He wants to know, right. If let's say I have a whole suda, the only thing I don't have is I don't have two lechems. I only have one. So am I allowed to tell a goy to carry another bread over here? Because it's a mitzvah to have lechem mishnah. He wasn't sure.
It's a mitzvah of hot at night, not just during the day.
I don't think the Mishabura
divides.
The Balamor.
Because the reason why.
Because of the Tzedukim to show that would only be in the day. I hear. I better look again. I don't remember the Mishabura should divide. It's in Simin Shin Chaf He in the Mishabura. I don't remember him dividing, but I hear what you're saying.
Okay, why say Lacha Mishnah? No.
Let's say, it sounds like he's saying because that's not like the Iker mitzvah. It's not as strong as like the main Seuda, which is like in the Navi, the Karsel Shabbos Oineg. So that okay. That's off. Now comes how about to be able to go to a minyan? Meaning, let's say for example, a guy needs to be wheeled, you know? So he wants to tell a goy. So Roiv Paiskim say that's also a mitzvah. And you can tell a goy to do a drabanon in order so I can be able to be in a shul to answer Yeshmi Rabbah and so on. The Chavis Yoyer was the only one. He said, nope, that's not a good enough mitzvah. He says, I'm not taking away that it's a very big mitzvah to answer Amen, Yeshmi Rabbah and all these things. But he calls it, it's not a mitzvah, the Ramya Aleh. It's a mitzvah, like, I guess in our language we would call it like kiyumis. It's not a chiv to go to shul. That's what his sheet is.
He would not approve of these small minyanim that people have in houses.
Why is that?
This is a ramya. What do you have to make a minyan in your house for?
You could. He didn't say you can't. He just said, he's just saying you're not
mechuyev. You wouldn't allow an old person to go out with a walker?
Well, a walker is not any iser. I'm saying the reason why a walker is without, I mean, the din in Shulchan Aruch is that anyone who is efsher laleches without a cane or a walker is called malbush.
Just third leg.
Yeah. As long as it's efsher to go without it. Yeah. I just learned it with my chavrusa. Yeah.
It's a third leg.
But they, you know, most people can go without it, but they use it.
So that pocket says is aser. That's what Mishabura says.
It's the same issue. How much you need? How much right.
If you, if you can't go without it, you're allowed to wear it. Go with it outside. If you thing, could, right? It's just hard.
Crutches, right. Same thing.
Right, same thing, crutches. All those things, if you can't, you're allowed. And if you could, then you're not allowed. So okay, so, but Roiv Paiskim say that you are, Tefillah B'tzibur is considered a mitzvah. Okay, another Mishabura, which is a very nice Chiddush, which is the biggest Kula likes, or but he says Efsher. He says Efsher. What if you had a Shofar of other Minim? The Shul had a Shofar which is Kosher, but not an Ayil. It's a Muvchar to use Ayil. And you want an Ayil? He says Efsher, even for that, you could tell a guy to do with Rabbanon, because you want a Muvchar Shofar. So that's.
Because it's a Kaili, you know?
The Gemara says aisles to remember Elish Al Yitzchak. So for that, even he wanted to say you're allowed. Okay, now I want to say two cases. What?
That's better than Lecha Mishnah.
Some Bufchar of
a Talibin. Yeah, that's what I would have thought.
Right.
You mean, I don't know. I hear it's very hard to know exactly right, how much.
No, if a guy would bring
you, I have an S.
You have a better S, and the guy won't carry it.
No, it's in the house. But
well, it's Yom Tov usually.
Yom Tov.
But let's say we're out of Tchum, let's say.
Yes, out of
Tchum. You have to have a special unusual, yeah. There are those cases mentioned in Mishabur about going out of Tchum to get a lulav.
It's in your car. No, I'm saying it's in your car. It's in your car.
Okay, it's not so awesome to open a car room for a Jew.
The light goes on.
Oh, the light goes.
Yeah, that's it. The light goes
on. That gets into a category we'll get to there. That's, so problem, yeah. That's only psikration. It's much more. It's
right. The key's not
muktzah. Even if it's muktzah, but it's like a klisha malach delis, or you're allowed to use it l'tzarek gufa. Oh, now I want to say two good shilas. Zechus Avram v'Yitzchak. Which? Oh, you mean the piyutim? L'chayra, the reason why I saw this in Rabbi Zilberstein, he said he thinks that a hider in a chiv deraisa could be more kat, more matter, you know. So it's part of shayfer seif kolsek. Now I want to say over two shaylas, two cases. One was happened in the year Tavshin Ayin Beis in Yeshiva Lane. There were tons of bugs in this. Tavshin Ayin Beis. Now we're in Tavshin Ayin Tes.
7 years.
So, okay. Okay. Yeah, okay, yeah. You're like the same thing the guy tells me, can you give a shiur on the 12th? I said, 12th? Where are you? What's the 12th? Oh, Laham and Shvat. Okay. Yeah. So, I'll call punin. So the case was like this. The sukkah was full of bugs, and there was this candle that they sold in the stores that the gave off something.
Citronel, yeah.
And all the bugs went away. It was really, really shver, and people were eating inside because it was mamash mitzvah. It was like full. The whole sukkah was. So somebody wanted to know, can he tell a guy to go to this store and buy him a candle? Because it's Durabonin. To buy things on Shabbos is only a Durabonin. Michael Chumemker is a Durabonin. The Tzorech Mitzvah. Because it's a Shavuos to Shavuos, right? He's telling the guy to do a Durabonin.
The light, but the lighting is not a Durabonin.
Well,
it's Yom Tif.
No problem lighting candle. Right. They'll light it for Hadlakas Neiris or whatever, or for the Suda. It's not a problem. And just the buy. So somebody came up with, so Pashtas, why not?
It's not a mitzvah, only the first night.
To sit in a sukkah.
It's mitzvah.
Mitzvah of a tzivan, relation by sukkah.
You have to.
Right.
But so key.
I'm saying it's even you have to. It's Yom Tov night. I mean, you got to eat
the
bread.
This was
probably the first day they want to do it for tomorrow night, let's say. Or even in the day, you have to eat a suda, I'm saying, right? You have to eat siyamtif. You got to eat bread. Oh, so some people said, what's a mitzvah? Mitzvah is pater bin asukah. So you're pater. So no mitzvah. That's what some people were saying. So the way I understood the shaila was, if somebody is potter, right, but he wants to do a mitzvah, is that a good enough mitzvah for this heter of mitzvah? That's how I understood the shayla. Okay? So, really, we had someone talking about this, that Chavas Yar over there. He said, I'm not going to let you count Tefillah B'Tzibur for a mitzvah. He says, even though I'm not putting down the mitzvah of Tefillah B'Tzibur, but it's not Ram Yale. You don't have to do it. So, you know, that's a little Pesach for that kind of thing. So, I looked around to see if I could find anything for that. So, I found two examples. One was the Rav Shlomo Kluger in Simin Shin Zayin. The case was, he says, Haya Etzleinu B'Yom Kippur. Somebody was Nifter. And the way to get into the shul, you had to get tummy. You know, there was no other way, the way that the situation was. So the kahanim couldn't come. So the shul didn't have any duchenin, right? So he told the guy, remove part of the tiles from the roof, and they got some way that the kahanim should go over the roof into the shul. He says, it's only the rabbanim to remove the tiles, because it's mekalkel.
And so moving the mace would have been what?
I guess they couldn't. It seems like that was like, there was no like...
Oh, it wasn't...
They couldn't move him. I don't know what it was. So he said, it's only Durabonon, and it's Shavuos to Shavuos for a mitzvah of Duchenin. Now, L'chaira, Duchenin, there's no chiv to Duchen. If the Kohanim don't come, they don't come. Right? And he's saying that to get Duchenin, that's a good enough mitzvah. So I had that example. And then Rabbi Zilberstein had a thing.
But
You're saying the tzibur, the kohanim have a mitzvah to duch.
Well, also, I don't know, the kohanim. I think if you say a mor lahem, right, and if a kohen stays at home, is he? I don't think he does anything wrong, because it even brings a thing in Mishabura about like kohanim that leave before, if they're already in shul and they leave, it's not right, because it's like v'yareisa, you know. Right. But if like if a kohen stays at home, he doesn't get any v'yare, you know. In other words, if a kohen davens b'yachidus or something, he doesn't get a.
He wasn't
b'vatan. Right. It's only once you tell him.
They can go to another shul too.
That's also another thing. I was wondering if there was another shul there. It seemed that way a little, because he why didn't he say it's for the mitzvah of the kohanim to daven? He
so
didn't mention that.
So
it's the same idea.
Why didn't the whole shul leave?
The whole shul leave, right?
You say it outside. Say it outside.
I don't know.
Right.
Yeah.
Say it outside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why is that different than the tzibur davening? Why is that? I don't understand the difference between a kohanim going to Duchen and Tzibur Davening.
You're saying what's the difference in the Chavis Yair and this psalm?
Oh, in a Hanami, I think they're arguing. I'm trying to show that they talk arguing. Right. I'm trying to say that, you see, he's Mekel, even on a mitzvah you don't have to do. And I saw also in this Reb Zilberstein Sefer that he asked Reb Chaim Knefsky, that's his brother-in-law, how about a lady who wants to hear Shaifer? Are you allowed to do Amir Lenochri for a lady? And he held yet. He said it's a mitzvah, even though they're not chayiv, but they do, it's a mitzvah, kiyumis. He thought that was also good. So you see, there are those that are saying that even a mitzvah, you're not mechuyiv. I asked my Shver the Shaila, I forgot all about this, but I had written down that the year after, in the paper I had written the year after, I had asked my Shver, what does he think? He told me, I'm making a big mistake. The whole, of course you could tell the guy to buy the candle. He didn't agree with my way of looking at it. He says, that's not pshat, that mitzvah is putter. He says, that would be true if the mensch was a sick person. He was a mitzvah. Then he's putter. This man, he is chayev in sukkah. Just the shack that he has is mitzvah. So he's honest that he can't find himself a sukkah which is not mitzvah. But he's not a potter. He's got to go to a sukkah. What's the pshat? He can't find one. He's a honest, not a putter. He told me I was looking at it wrong. He said the pshat is he is chayiv in sukkah. And when he eats that bread, the pshat is he's supposed to eat in a sukkah. He can't find a sukkah with no bugs. So he's stuck. He can't find one. But that's how he looked at it. And he said, of course, it's a good mitzvah, and you could tell a guy to buy. That's how he held.
Why, when it's raining, why is that the same thing? Why is it called mitzvah when it's raining?
You mean, according to him, it should come out that raining is also the same thing. Maybe, right. I don't know, maybe he's saying it is.
No, you mean tell a guy to...
What are you going to do? But he's getting wet.
What are you going to do in that case?
Yeah, it's raining. That's like what you're going to do. If it's sunny, it's cold, it's
right. Yeah, he's not arguing, saying it is a mitzvah, but in other words, I really should be sitting in a sukkah, just I can't. So of course, that's enough to tell a guy to get out of the problem, because I'm in the chiv, you know. It's
the
just,
question is, what's the ikuv?
Yeah, so that's what he's saying. Okay, so that was the answer to that question. Seems like you could do it. Okay, now we'll go to shinui. Oh, can you tell a goy, anytime you have an issue, right, that let's say you need the light on or whatever, right, and it's a derisa, so we're saying you shouldn't do it. So just tell the guy, do it with your elbow, do it with do a shvus de shvus, and then it will be okay again. Can you do that?
But the shvus has to be makom mitzvah.
It has to be makom mitzvah, right? It has to be makom mitzvah. But let's say, you don't have a light in your house, right, and you want to eat the suda. So we're saying you can't do it because it's the rice. So just tell the guy, do it with a shinui. So Be'emis, it's a Mefurish Magen Avram, famous Magen Avram, that in Simen Shin Mem, that Aisha didn't have her nails cut, and she had Leil Tevila. She should tell the guy to do it b'shinui, and then it will be a shvus de shvus b'makom mitzvah. So he already said that. And you have a few other places where Mishnah Berurah says these types of things. He says, if you need a shofar and if something's wrong with it, you can tell the guy, fix the shofar with a shinui. So it should be shvus de shvus. The Prima Gadim says that if, let's say, you need light and there's something wrong with the candle, you could tell the guy fix the candle with a shinui. And in Simon Tov Reish Nun Hey, is for some reason all of a sudden over there, he wasn't sure anymore. He said the case was the guy, you didn't have an esrog, and you want the guy to pick the esrog off the tree with a shinui. So there all of a sudden he said, Tzarichin. I don't know what happened. This he said, Tzarichin. So Mimela, you have most of the places though that it's saying that you could tell the guy to do it b'shinui.
That's not Noah is not involved.
No. Oh, what do you mean? The esrog will be mukta, you're saying. How will the Jew be able to shake it anyways, you mean? Even if he pulls it off, what's... Well, maybe the case he was he'll use it the second day Yom Tov.
He knows there's such a hefter in the back of his head. That
you mean he had a mind from Friday already?
No,
or maybe he'll use it the second day Yom Tov. Okay, so Bekitzer, what is Lamaisa? I'll just tell you over Lamaisa. Lamaise, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach in Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, in the Sefer, it says near that you can be Mekel, to tell the guy with the Shinui. But in the Tikkunim, you know he wrote a Tikkunim Umiluim on it, he says, but look in the Prima Godim in Tav Reish Nun Hei, who wrote Tzarichin, so Tzarichin. So he backed out a little from the total Lahakal. Rav Yoshiv said that he wants to be mechalik lahalacha between two kinds of shinui. If the toitza, if the result is that it's not such a good job because of the shinui, you could use that type of shinui. But if it's like telling a guy to do it with his elbow, that the result is fine, then he says that he doesn't want to be samech on the shinui heter. Okay, so you have different... Where did he get that from?
There's
no such difference by a Jew.
Right.
It looks to me like he's looking at it like the way Amira Lenachri works, it has something to do with the result or something. I don't know. It's really, yeah, it's a Chiddush Gadol. And Lemaise, you have on what to rely. You have the Prima Godim said that the light wasn't shining well. So you tell the guy, do it with a shinui. It's going to come out the same thing. There was like a little charcoal in the thing and he's taking it off.
And what about the other way, turning it off?
Well, turning off a light is only a Drabana, usually. We'll get to that. That we'll get to. We'll get that right now. Okay, so Bekitzer, what I'm the way I hear it is like this. Really, B'mokam HaTzayrich, you could tell a guy to do it B'shinui. You see that's the Roiv.
L'chadchila...
Only Letzarech
Mitzvah.
Only Letzarech Mitzvah. You can make a deraisa into a derabbanon, b'mokam
atzayrich. And if the guy does it the regular way, you tell him, use your elbow to turn on the light.
Yeah, he says, mefurish on Shabbos, and he does it regular, fine. That's his business. You told him the right way. If he changed that, it's his business, it's fine. So, okay, now the thing is, I think probably Rabbanim are a little afraid it will get pirtzadik from this. That's why probably, you know, in Metzius, you ask a rabbi, I don't know if he'll tell you to do this so much. But sure as a din mamish, l'chayra is that. Now, how about m'locha shein tzircha l'gufa? Okay, m'locha shein tzircha l'gufa. If you want to tell a goy to do a m'locha shein tzircha l'gufa,
Turn off a refrigerator light.
Would be at most might be even better, more kal than that, because being mechabe metal is not pashtus of the raisa. It's even more kal than melachas shetzirch legufa, because it's only metal. It's right to make metal be a light. I don't even know if anymore the lights in the fridges are real bulbs anymore.
LEDs.
So it's anyways a derabbanan from that. So then it's okay. So
half filaments or they don't have filaments.
I don't think they're hot.
No.
They're like mini fluorescent.
Okay, so then that's only a derabbanan. But if it's a melacha shein tzricha legufa, let's say it's a real, you want to blow out a candle, right? So are you allowed to do that? Are you allowed to tell a guy, meaning is that a case of shvus de shvus? Can you count that as a derabbanan? So pashtus, there's a really good raya that melacha shein tzricha legufa is like a deraisa. Why? We had it last week. It says you're not allowed to tell the guy to put out the fire on my house. putting out a fire is a melacha shein tzricha legufa. Right? So the Ran asked the kasha. He asked the kasha. He says, why can't you tell the guy? It's a shvus to shvus. Right? You're telling a guy to do a drabbanon. Oh, and I have to explain, even though there's no mitzvah there, but the Rambam says beferish that hefsid gadol is also mutter. Shvus to shvus b'makom hefsid gadol. So there's a hefsid gadol, the whole house. Why isn't it mutter? So he writes, because people are not very mavchin, what's a ein tzricha leguf and what's tzricha, it's too close. The male, that kind of drabbanon we don't allow. So pashtus, that Ran is a raya that you cannot do. It's ein tzricha leguf is like a deraisa for these inyan. However, the big kasha is that in that same Magen Avraham, when he starts talking about the isha that needs to cut her fingernails, it says over there that Lamaisi can even tell the guy to do it with scissors the normal way, because it's Melacha she'ein tzricha legufa, because you're not going to use the fingernails, you throw them away. Memela, it's shvus deshvus. So the Magen Avraham himself says that it's mutter. And the Magen Avraham himself brings that other round too, in Shin Zayin. So what's going on? This is a big problem. And I wanted you should know something, that my wife takes care of the mikveh in the yeshiva, and it happened. There was a shayla, there was a whole shayla, and they had to go to a rav and everything, and they needed to tell a guy to cut off a fingernail or something. I don't know what it was exactly. There was something they had to cut off. These things happen. On Shabbos, because of this mug, and because Mishnah Berurah paskins it, the Mishnah Berurah paskins this din that you do that you tell the guy to do a melacha shein tzricha legufa. So what's the pshat? So it's very tzorichian. The only thing I know is that Teyrus Rafal wants to say a shtickle teretz. He wants to say that being that the Ran says that we're afraid that people won't be mavchin and they're going to confuse tzricha legufa with ein tzricha legufa. Maybe by something which is basically always ein tzricha legufa, we're not as worried. So cutting fingernails off, almost never you want to use a fingernail.
And the fire in the house?
Oh, so in the fire...
I was talking about fire as autumn ball on my mind. I'm docking in the case of fire, a person wouldn't be mopping.
Oh, I hear. That would be a totally different way of answering it. That only, yeah, I hear. But the only thing is, like, the Ran doesn't seem to say that part of it. They say by a fire, putting out a fire, the tzricha legufa is when it's a pechem, right? So oftentimes, a lot of people, they blow out the candles before Shabbos to make it a little... Mm-hmm. So
yeah, but not by a house.
Not by a house. By I hear. House. So the shadow is how far... I hear. But not by a house.
I need a lot of charcoal. Yeah.
Yeah. So I hear it. He's making it into... I don't know. I hear. Yeah. How? It's very hard. It's nosat dvarech l'shiur. Okay, I don't know. It's a shayla, which is tzorich beer, because you have this psak and this psak, and it's very hard to know when we do ein tzricha legufa and when we don't. Okay, now one more. I have time for one more. I'll try to hop around one more. Psik reishe. If let's say you tell the guy to do something totally mutter. We just said the main case nowadays, many cases, opening doors. Opening a fridge door, a car door, any of these kinds of doors, which is totally mutter, but it makes the light go on. So there's a Trumas Adeshin, which is brought down in the Ramah and Siman Reishin and Gimel, that says there is no Isser of Mir Lanochi by Psik Reishi at all. That's a very important Yesoid. And even though in a different place in the Mishnah Berurah he says more Chomer Dika Lashin on this, he says in Reish Nun Gimel Sif Katan Nun Aleph, Yesh Machmirin Ula Tzorech Shabbos Yesh Lismoch Al HaMekel. But usually it is a Tzorech Shabbos.
Is this only blown Nichalei?
This is, even if it's Nichalei, it doesn't make any difference. Because the Baruch Tam says the word is by Amir Lenachri, it only goes on what you told the guy. What happens, Psik Reish, is no Isser. So Memela, Pashtus, the din is, you're allowed to tell a guy to open up any door, even though a deraisa will happen because of this Trumas Adeshin. And that's how Rav Moshe paskins Lemaisa. Rav Shlomo Zalman has a big Chiddush L'Chumrah. He says that anything which is installed that all the way always goes together is not called a psik reishe, it's called a maisa mamish. That's his chiddush. He wants to say that if you open a fridge, it's made that it turns on the light. That's worse than a psik reishe. Psik reishe is like two things that b'mikra happen, like this will make that happen. So we call it psik reishe. But if it's b'kavona kavua, that this goes together, so he wanted to be...
The door is a switch.
Right.
And when you turn the switch, right.
But I saw that Rav Chaim Kineski read, Haminig hayadua is that if your fridge has a light on, you tell the guy to open the door. He went with that also. Even in B'nai Brak, they went with the how Rav Moshe said. That, so, okay. I mean, Rav Moshe says it's good. I'll call upon him. That's one case. Now, there's another case. How about if, let's say, a person opens, needs hot water. So you tell the guy, turn on the hot water. There also, it's an issue of psik reishe, that new cold water gets cooked, right? So again, according to the Pashtus, it's no problem. The Shah's water of Shlomo Zalman Machmer over there. But there's a svara that even Rav Shlomo Zalman is makel, because that
doesn't happen right away. I mean, doesn't it take a while?
I asked somebody, I was fired this with plumbers, it happens right away.
Right away.
You know what? A drop, you take out one ounce of water, in comes an ounce of water immediately.
Right, but it doesn't get cooked necessarily right away.
He said that's totally, he told me right. It depends on
but it is a
matzovin. Right, you'll never know that. Sometimes it will, sometimes it won't.
So
it depends.
So
maybe I have secretion. On this?
Are you going to use the water in there? Let's say you need more.
The rule is whenever it's mutter to do the amira, then the hanoah from it is mutter too. So in other words, you would be allowed.
So
I mean,
more water cooks because you took out the water. To
right,
begin
that
with.
Water is mutter. Yeah. Okay, that's the end of how much we can do. We did almost all of it, and now we go back to regular things. Well, mishpatim has tons of good chilas.
So, this thing about a bracha and a Shabbos.
We go back to our regular programming next.